Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In this next segment of our 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special, we talk with Jason Astrup, candidate for North Dakota Tax Commissioner. Ground rules of the interview: candidates receive the questions in advance. They have a 3-minute time limit per question. Interviews were done face-to-face, and we ask that the candidates refrain from using their opponent's name in their responses. We ask that they stick to their platforms, their views, and their opinions. This is Jason Astrup, candidate for North Dakota Tax Commissioner.
Tell me why the people of North Dakota should cast their vote for you.
I'm a licensed tax attorney here in Fargo, a small business owner as well. My practice, I focus on tax law, and I've had the privilege of helping hundreds of individuals and businesses with their tax issues over the years. And I like to think I have a pretty good grasp on the impacts that our tax policy has on these people and their businesses. And right now, I think North Dakotans need an advocate for them in the tax commissioner's office. Somebody's going to speak up and talk with the legislature, work with the legislature on tax relief, because that's going to be a big issue in this coming session. It's no secret to anyone how much money North Dakota's sitting on right now. And North Dakota should not be stockpiling our tax dollars. No, we need to do both. We need to expand and rebuild our infrastructure across the state. And then we also need to give tax relief to people. I think people are overburdened right now in taxes. I've had some pretty common sense relief proposals I've put out over the course of my campaign. Some of them are very simple. The first one was, don't tax Social Security benefits in our state. Right now, North Dakota is one of only 13 states that taxes these benefits, and I think it's wrong. It's a bad public policy. For a state as flush as we are with cash, it's just wrong to be taking money away from seniors on fixed incomes. Another one was, don't tax our active duty military members, and don't tax their pensions when they retire. North Dakota already gives a tax break to National Guard members who are called up to active duty. We should be giving that same tax break to any active duty military member here in our state. And as far as their pensions when they retire, North Dakota is one of only 7 states in the country that doesn't give a tax break on military pensions. It's wrong, it's sad, it's a bad public policy. The other thing to think about, these people are retiring in their 40s, maybe 50s. Another thing to think about is these people are retiring when they're in their late 40s, early 50s. They're dedicated, hardworking employees. Our employers here in the state would love to keep these people around to fill some of the 27,000 plus jobs we have open right now in our state. No, if this is a tax policy our state can put out there, I'm sure our employers would love to say, no, Mr. Veteran, please stick around, help us out. We got a job for you here. Then going back to the other end of the spectrum, you've got to look at the rising cost of higher education in our state. We all agree we want an educated society and an educated workforce, trained workforce. If we can't contain the rising cost of higher ed in our state, we better be helping these students on the back end. And that's why I proposed having a tax credit for student loan interest paid to the Bank of North Dakota. The bank's making record profits right now off the backs of our students. And I think we need to give it back and help their students pay off these debt. They're graduating with an average of $27,000 in debt right now. So husband and wife, both out of school, it's over $50,000 in debt they're juggling when they're trying to buy a house, start a family, start a business. We got to help these people out. Then the big push I had about a month ago was about $1.1 billion in income tax and property tax relief across the state in the next biennium. And the property tax relief, I want to see that 12% credit from the last session made permanent so nobody has to worry about that provision sunsetting and your taxes going back up. They need stability in life. And then I also want to see a homestead exemption for every homeowner across the state. So $75,000 of the assessed value would be exempt from tax. And if you're age 65 and up, first $125,000 would be exempt. Now our seniors don't need to worry about getting taxed out of their homes. And then if you're not a property owner, I want to see a renter's income tax credit. Now on the income tax side, I want to see it reformed and simplified. I want to see a flat tax in the state. I want to see a flat tax with a large bottom end exemption. So if you're single, the first $50,000 you make is first $50,000 gross you make is tax free, and the first $100,000 if you're married would be tax free. And we need to have a tax policy in our state that's friendly to the working families and retirees and small businesses. And I'm not sure how many people are aware of this, but we have tens and thousands of small businesses that pay tax at the individual income tax rates and not the corporate rate. So by cutting and simplifying our individual rates, we're helping out all these businesses. S-Corps, LLCs, partnerships, they pay tax at the individual rates. So when we cut these individual rates, we're being pro-business. We're helping these people out. I think that's what we need to do, is help out the working families, the small businesses, because we need to fill these jobs across the state. we're not going to get new businesses to come to our state to expand our economy and infrastructure if we don't have the workers to fill these jobs.
All right, next question. What are your views, platforms, and or thoughts on the oil and gas producing counties and the current distribution tax system for the oil and gas producing counties?
You know, it's no secret that our counties out west are hurting right now. They need more money for infrastructure to expand it, repair it in general. And people are dependent on service, government providing certain services, roads, schools, bridges. We need to make sure that these counties are getting the money that they need to provide these basic services out there. These are the counties that are being impacted the most from our oil boom right now. We need to make sure they get the funds.
Question three, what are your views, platforms, thoughts on the current oil and gas extraction taxes, the two different taxes?
No, I'm not in favor of cutting either of these taxes. I think they're fine just where they're at. I don't want to see them raised either. They're good where they're at. You know, they're providing a good source of revenue for our state for a one-time resource extraction.
And that was Jason Astrup, candidate for North Dakota Tax Commissioner. To listen to other interviews on our 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. The 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special is sponsored by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. The Crude Life Photography. When you've got a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life Photography. Email sales at thecrudelife.com. That's sales at thecrudelife.com. The Crude Life Photography. When your photos need a crude approach. And Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.